Hi, my name is Cameron Richardson. I'm a senior with a International Studies major and a double minor in African American Studies and Spanish. And through Muse, I've been lucky enough to work with Dr. Piper Kendricks-Williams from the African American Studies Department. As a part of this program, we have combed through evidence from primary and secondary sources to think critically about the relationships between Black womanhood, Afrofuturism, and activism or other expressions of agency. The primary sources for this essay were neo-slave narratives, or fictional works written in the 21st century that take place in the 19th century with slavery as their contextual backdrop. Among these are the WGN Network show Underground, The Water Dancer by Ta-Nehisi Coates, and The Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead. Alongside these, we have also considered a number of literary criticisms that accompany these works, which has allowed us to highlight important thematic ties between the primary sources. Before delving into our thesis, I'd like to take a moment to define Afrofuturism and therefore set context for the rest of this presentation. In short, Afrofuturism is an ideological movement that draws strength and inspiration from the past to imagine Black worlds and identities differently, therefore positing hope and confidence in the existence of better futures. It is applied as a critical lens in this essay and very nicely captures how Black girls live in the past, present, and future. Applying this critical lens to the neo-slave narratives considered for this work, Dr. Williams and I have been able to construct our thesis, in which we argue that the neo-slave narratives considered, being set in the 19th century but created in the 21st, demonstrates that the future is still being imagined and that these visions remain vital to Black female survival. As an ideology, Afrofuturism implores the Black thinker to draw inspiration from the past and evaluate the present in order to shape and imagine the future. Thus, the Black girls in these neo-slave narratives, who are equally inspired by the strength of their ancestors, discontent with the present, and driven by the possibility of a freer future, fight to exist outside of sexist and predatory communities and also seek to define themselves in their actions. With a firm understanding of this, we extend our argument to also confidently claim that each Black girl enacts freedom through their shape-shifting power, self-preservation and determination, and forceful defense of their bodies, families, and sexuality. Thank you.